Blog Talk Radio.
Can you feel it?
Am I low, y'all? Can y'all hear me?
I'm sorry.
I'm about to bang. Hey, Slim.
I was talking
not
to the people.
Hey, you know what I'm about to say, right?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, but I'm going to be nice.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
This is our...
Thank you for being nice. Thank you for being nice.
That's what you brought out. That's what you brought out in me, you know. contrary to popular belief, 57, Trees, Tang, Reese, and everybody that they kill got to, you know, take a few minutes to, you know, say what I'm disliking for today or what happened today or anything. I'm here to report that today was a great day. The ride home from the metro wasn't as good as it could have been, but it wasn't as bad as it has been. So for that, I'm grateful. I'm thankful.
There you go.
And my toe really appreciated That smooth ride here. Yeah, that's right.
Ain't messing
girl.
With you.
Hey, look, and nobody wasn't messing with my toe. So, hey, Joy, I forgot my girl's name. Patrice Russian. I found love.
Yeah.
Huh. Oh, my mind. I got love on my mind.
Oh,
I found love on my mind. Whatever, her and love, yeah, that's what I was today. I was in love. You understand me? How has your day been, sis? What's been going on with you?
Oh, I've been over here just doing the most, trying to get the most out of my day. I'm not doing too much.
Okay. That's what's up. You know, a buddy of mine, RJ, and welcome to Kale's Corner, RJ. He's one of our new members. For some reason, you know how some people, you just look at their profile and you say, I'm going to say good morning to him. Well,
right.
I'll say the last 4 or 5 months, I've been saying, you know, good morning to him. And one thing we always say to one another is have a great, and we make it specific, you know, have a great Monday, have a productive Tuesday. Have a prosperous Wednesday. Have a thankful Thursday, you know. And I was just like, wow. It's funny how somebody you don't know at all shares the same thought process or thought pattern as you, you know. And I just thought that was so cool that he and I shared that. But, hey, listen, we're running late, so I'm going to jump right into it. I hope y'all, please forgive me for that train. You know, it is what it is with Metro. Kale's Corner, we like to take a moment to remember Kobe Bryant and his daughter and all the other individuals lost in the helicopter incident, with this being yesterday being the 2-year anniversary of that tragedy, you know. And I mean, when Treach, when you told me that it's been 2 years, I was like, dang, where is the time gone? You know, it's 2 years already? Wow. You know, wow. So, you know, we're going to take a moment.
Jesus.
Yes. We're going to take a moment and reflect on Kobe Bryant, who he was, you know, and all he did. LeBron James is only 104 points away from being the NBA's all-time leader in scoring in the regular season and playoffs as well. I don't have a lot to say about that. So.
I don't even. My mama, I'm good, so you can go ahead and next.
Yeah, my mama told me if you ain't got nothing nice to say, don't say nothing. Yeah.
Nothing. Just keep it moving.
Hey, Treach, I don't know what's going on with this NBA. These Bama's done took a I can't stand you pill or Bama you better not juice or whatever. But the rough play continued on Monday night with Kelly Oubre being ejected for a flagrant hard foul on Atlanta Hawks DeAndre Hunter. Also, Tree, going into that Chicago backyard, DeMar DeRozan was ready to fight Mo Wagner, ex-Wizard player Mo Wagner, after a hard foul on Sunday night. What's going on in this NBA, man? Why do these Bamas all want to fight each other all of a sudden? You know? I'm used to things being a little amped up or hyped up, but, you know, I mean, goodness gracious, all of these fights, you know? Y'all stick around because we're going to go into some ways we feel like the commissioner of the NBA can grab a hold to this thing and put NBA basketball back where it used to be or should be, I'll say. All right, y'all. All right. It's Lady T's championship weekend pick.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. And I'm going to let y'all Bamas know I'm winning this week.
Okay. I'm winning.
Book it. I'm winning this weekend. Yeah, that bad.
I got a side bet. Whoever winning, I'm going to need half.
Oh, my goodness. We also want your opinion on what the weekend of championship playoff ball will bring. I've heard some rumors, some scuttlebucket, as they call it, about Sean Payton being named to be the next candidate up for the Cowboy head coaching job. I feel kind of funny about that because, I'm going to go into why I feel funny about that, but that one is one that has kind of stumped me. When I look at the Cowboy organization and Sean Payton, it just don't mix to me, you know. So y'all get ready, sit tight, get your water, get your fruit cup, your grapes, your bananas, your oranges, whatever it is.
Your
Marlboro.
Your Marlboro.
Yes, whatever it is. And 57. We know you got a congratulations and all of that you want to bring. So When we come back from this break, we're going to go to my man, 57, so he can tell us what his surprise or how, what should we call it, Tree? I don't know what we're going to call it.
A bundle of joy. We're going
to bundle of joy. A bundle of joy. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. Strap up. We about to go on the corner.
Dina.
I'm happy, Tree. You happy, Tree?
Yes, I am. Happy as I don't know what.
57, you happy, man?
It's the Huckleberry in here, baby. I'm happy. You know it. That was the perfect song to come in with, too.
Thank
perfect
you,
song. First
thank
of all, I want to thank Kale's Corner for their happy wishes and congratulations on my new nephew coming in here on my birthday during the time we was having Kale's Corner at 6:45. That's why I had to break away so I could be part of that good news. And I shared that as best as I could with everybody. I just want to thank y'all. You know, man, Tuesday was a great day for me, and Kale's Corner was part of it.
All right. That's what's up, man. Did you guys figure a name?
Justice Martise Jackson.
Oh,
and
wow.
If I may say so myself, that wasn't his umbilical cord either. I just want you to let y'all know.
Shut the hell
up. I know, that's right. You got people saying happy birthday to you and congratulations to you and your nephew. Everybody, Betty Abelson, Shay, everybody, all of them saying happy birthday to you and your great
nephew. Thank you so very much. I appreciate the love.
What?
The corner is great.
Only 57. Only 57. I'm trying to tell you, would just take that moment and make it what he just did. You know what I mean? So that wasn't a biblical core. I mean,
no, sir.
I can't say that sometimes, Treece. I'm trying to tell you. Look,
yeah, but you gotta love me though. You gotta love me though.
Yes. It's all love. It's all love, brother. I must congratulate and say happy birthday to you again, you know.
Thank you.
You know, the older I get, the more appreciative I get of every moment, every minute of every day, you know. Even when things aren't going my way, even when things aren't going my way, I'm here. So, you know, I'm thankful for it, for being here. And I'm thankful for the people that I hold dear and call family to make it, you know, for another year of their own. So, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Just
you
blessings
know,
from God, man.
Yeah.
And I hate to go into this, but this is our first topic, you know, Kobe Bryant and his daughter. You know, 2 years, y'all. Can you believe that? Can you believe it's been two years, man? I mean, it's sobering to think, you know, just how quick, you know, the time has gone and things have just moved along, and I'm like, dang, Joe, you know, it's really been 2 years, man. You know, I can't, you know, when I put my head around it, you know, no, I didn't know Kobe Bryant personally, so I'm not going to sit here and talk as if I did. But the TV and the entertainment side that I knew this man from, you know, and to be honest, I appreciated Kobe as an athlete. I truly did. But y'all know me. You know, I'm a Wizards fan. And if you're not on the Wizards, I just don't have the same love for you as being on another team. No, I'm keeping it real, Tree. Keep it real. So, it blows me when I hear people talking about Kobe and they make it seem as if he was the world to them. But I don't recall, you know, the same sentiment and feeling while the man was alive. You know? Now I don't recall them saying anything negative. But I don't recall them saying anything positive as well. So, you know, right. In certain circles, when I'm having conversations with certain people regarding Kobe and his daughter, it's just like, okay, you know, I call them people, those type of individuals, attention warners. Kobe got, let me attach myself to that and get some attention for that. You know what I mean?
This man
did too much and was, you know, we all know of the incident, okay? You know, all I'm going to say is we all have woken awake in the morning and put our shoes on the wrong feet. You know what I'm saying? So none of us really have any heaven or hell to put this man in for his situation. That was between he and his wife, he and his family. He dealt with it the way I heard people making jokes about the money that he spent, his wife, but her mom as well, you know. And all I can say to that is, that daughter is a product of her mother, okay? And whatever that mom say is a big help towards getting you guys over that hump or turning the whole vehicle over. You understand what I'm saying, Tree? Because when your mom is that entrenched in your relationship, as a man, we do we move a little different because we know the influence that mothers have on their daughters, and I just wanted to get that part out. Treece, you got anything you want to say, Sweet?
I mean, you know me. I wasn't a Kobe fan because that's not my team, like you said. I mean, I like the man as a person. I like his daughter and the things that she was coming along doing. I liked all of that.
Right. Right.
But I don't, I mean, I did shed a tear when he passed away, but I'm just a softie anyway. I shed a tear. It'd be somebody I don't even know.
And right. He cried. Well, he cried.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's just what I just can't believe it's been 2 years, put it that way. I cannot believe that it's been 2 years.
Right. Come on, 57.
You know, I didn't like Kobe Bryant as a basketball player. Tang will tell you, I didn't like him not because he was a bad basketball player, because he was always assassinating my team, you know. But his talent was there.
Which team is that?
Yeah. Yeah, he was great, you know. I've gained more respect for him. I'm like Tree. When he died, I didn't cry in the beginning, you know, because I didn't know him like that. But after looking at his story, I gained more respect for Kobe after he did have that incident, because as a man, if you do something like that, it's your responsibility to make sure that your family stays intact. Whatever it is that you have to do, you're supposed to make sure that you get your family, if you can, back on solid ground and back on a base where y'all can go ahead and progress as a family. And he did that. But I gained respect because of that from him.
Yeah.
You know, you didn't hear him as he went out.
Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't know his wife saying anything bad with family. We talk about him being a great I can't remember the phrase they use, girl dad or whatever.
Girl
That's
dad.
What you're supposed
yeah.
to do.
Daddy's girl?
Yeah.
That's what you're supposed to do. You screwed up, fix it. And he did it. You know, so
yeah.
I missed the guy.
You can't have
yeah.
to be respectful for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? Right. Come on, Lou. We hear you speaking. How are you today?
All right. You know, when I first heard the news, I didn't actually know if it was true or not, because the source that it came from was TMZ, which, you know, I don't really believe anyway. But then when I heard it on the news a few minutes later, I'm like, this can't be true. I mean, how is this possible? You know, I just didn't know I could do a state of shock. You know, everything, everything just felt like silent, you know, for like a few hours. Everybody was in shock. Everybody was a fan. Yeah, I was a fan. I'm a Lakers fan as well. You know, and he was a great player, well-respected and whatnot, and it was just a terrible, terrible loss. And, you know, his daughter even died in the process. I mean, that's even more heartbreaking, you know, for the mother. So,
right.
You know, just a terrible, terrible tragedy.
All of us raised in the church know that old saying, we know neither the place nor the time. It's best sometimes to just live your life the way you're supposed to, or the way that's good, because you don't know, man.
Right.
You could walk out here and the wind could blow you back into the door, bang your head, next thing you know, you're gone. You never know.
Yeah,
I
hope not.
You never know.
Betty Anderson said, I love the two bronze statues of them at the crash spot. Do you think it'll be a memorial?
I don't really like that.
I don't really like that. I don't really like that either. And it's too early for me hearing that to say why I don't like it, but something about that just doesn't sit right with me. And you know, Treat, there might be one of them situations where you and I are talking off air, and I'll be able to put my finger on what it is. But I just feel like I don't know. I don't know. It just doesn't it doesn't set right with me for whatever reason. I can't go into what exactly it is, but it just doesn't set right with me. What about you, Tree?
I think it's going to be a memorial whether we want it to be or not, or we don't, if we're not sure or not, because it was Kobe. So I think it's going to be a memorial. I mean, I don't know if it's going to be a professionally done memorial, or just the fans going to get together and, you know, put flowers out and, you know, stuff like that. But either way, it's going to be a memorial.
Yeah. I agree with the memorial, Tree, and I think it should be one. My problem is not just with Kobe. I have no problem with them memorializing him at all. I just,
I mean, all
you know, I don't like the fact that we celebrate people's, you know, the death. We, you know, we have anniversaries for the death of Martin Luther King, the death, you know. I think instead of doing that, let's just celebrate their life. If you want to memorialize them, this is the anniversary. This is the anniversary of their death. That's what I just don't agree with, and that's just me. I'm not getting on anybody else that don't agree with me. That's just my opinion. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
What say you, Lou?
I was thinking the same thing myself, you know. But not brother, but it's 2 years. I mean, why didn't have a memorial, you know, like before that?
Because it takes time to plan it. It takes time to get it together.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of time to do all that stuff, Lou. It takes a lot of paperwork, like going through tape, red tape. I don't care if he was Kobe or not. He ain't above the law. You got to go through the paperwork. You got to get everything signed and dotted. You know, all the T's got to be crossed. All the I's got to be dotted. All that stuff. So it took 2 years.
Yeah.
It's going to take probably longer than that.
And not just
and the family
that,
got a lot of say
not,
so.
Yes.
Not just that. Not just that. We have to consider the situation that Kobe was involved with. You know, maybe for some people, they're just not over that. You know, maybe for some people, they would consider it, you know. The other day, I watched the Michael Vick story for the first time.
Yeah.
And the anger that people had for Michael Vick being given another chance in the NFL, it was just like amazing to me. I was like, why do y'all feel so upset, you know? And I love dogs. I have dogs, you know.
I don't really care for them, but I don't want to mistreat it either.
Exactly. And watching this documentary, it went on to talk about some of the things that Michael Vick and his partners were doing with these dogs, and from electrocution to all different types of abuse. Yes. So, you know, the more I got into it, I felt stronger about it, but it wasn't to the point where I wanted, I didn't want Michael Vick to be awarded another opportunity.
Right.
And tying all of this in together, I'm pretty sure it's somebody that's saying, I don't care if Kobe Bryant was an athlete. I don't care if Kobe Bryant was a family man or a daddy, a girl dad, or anything like that. He was involved.
Right.
Now, let's be careful, because it was not rape. It was consensual. It was consensual.
You can't consent at that age. Even though they said it was consensual, you cannot consent if you're underage. That you can't do that. You can't have
Correct.
Both ways.
I was just telling someone that the other day, Tree.
He raped the little girl. Even though they said it was consensual, it was rape because she was a minor.
She can't make that decision.
Cannot
as a
make
minor.
Her own decision.
Yep.
Yeah,
so,
well,
you know
what you're
well,
I'm sorry to interrupt, but
I mean, no, again, you know, it just lends to what I'm saying. You know, one moment, Tree was on here, you know, reminiscing and remembering Kobe, and when we got to this point, it was no, he raped her. And that's how people feel. You know what I mean? That was a great example of how people feel about the situation. So, you know, to put a memorial up, and you know what? I don't want to hear that the young lady had X amount of other men's sample in her underwear or anything like that.
That's right.
The point remains, Kobe Bryant was one of those samples.
Exactly.
So that's null and void as far as I'm concerned. It just is. I don't want to hear that as your excuse or a excuse, an excuse, excuse me. But,
right.
You know, I just, wow. You know,
can I speak on that?
Wait a minute, 57. Jesse Bowden said, I think that it was a good idea for them to erect a statue of Kobe and his daughter, Gigi, at the crush site because there were other people that died at the site as well. So it's not he don't think it's a good idea because other people died. Like, they're going to make a statue of everybody?
Yeah. Right.
Are y'all gonna make a statue of everybody? So if y'all ain't gonna make a statue of everybody, then what we talking about?
Yeah, I have to agree.
I hadn't even thought about that, but that makes sense.
Even that's from this show right here. Guess what we saying? Listen to how we saying it. Kobe Bryant and his daughter Gigi and the other people. We don't even know who the other people are. We can at least have some respect for the other people, at least have their name.
Well,
I shouldn't do that. I should at least have their name.
I'm going to say this as far as that goes. That tree is now, we were lazy as a host and co-host and didn't do our due diligence. But at the same time, their names are not just common everyday notoriety. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We have had to do actual research to find out who these people were. You know, and even with that, they labeled them as Kobe's neighbor and his daughter who were on the team, on Kobe's daughter's team, you know? So while yes, we should have done our due diligence, we can't put it all on us because... Because it really... And then to a point, I think they didn't want to make it public notice. You know what I mean?
I understand now.
Yeah, they didn't really want to make it public notice for whatever reason. So, you know, people are going to feel torn about the commemorants, the statue, and there's always going to be a wait a minute, hold up segment when it comes to this. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's always going to be well, why did they do this or why are they doing that type sentiment when it comes to this. So, you know, all I can say is rest
in
peace.
Thank you for the call.
Yes. And not just to Kobe and his daughter, but everyone that was involved in this incident. And my condolences to all of the families that were involved in this and who had their lives turned around 2 years ago. 563-999-3782. Go ahead.
No, I wait for you to come back, bro. Go ahead.
Nah, because when we come back, we're going to be done with this, man.
I just want to talk about Michael Vick. I didn't want to talk about Kobe. I wanted you brought up Michael Vick, and I wanted Michael Vick to
Say it with your chest.
I wanted. I am saying it, man. I wanted Michael Vick to come back into the NFL, and I wanted him to get
right.
another shot. I wanted to see him play again. And
right.
I believe that once you go to jail and serve the time that they say you're supposed to serve, you pay your fines, then
mm-hmm.
you're supposed to get a second chance. You know, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Take and forgive out of the book completely? You know,
completely.
We forgive who we want to forgive. You know, we let
mm-hmm.
Big Poppy into the Hall of Fame, but we don't let Barry Bonds in. You know?
Boy,
come on, man.
Boy, 57. Boy, I'm 5'6", 999, 57, 82. Man, I was heated about that today. And the fact that Barry Bonds has gone his 10-year waiting. Man. 563-999-3782. We'll be right back, y'all. Let me try to calm myself down a little bit, y'all.
I got it.
Nobody do me like you, Lord. Nobody. These NBA players better find them some Jesus trees. I'm serious. Them bamas better find Jesus real quick. I mean, fight everywhere, tempers flaring, you know. And I, for one, I think it's going to take David Stern. Oh, dang, not David Stern. What's the commissioner's name?
His ghost.
Huh?
Adam Silver.
Adam Silver. How did I go way back to David Stern? It's going to take Adam Silver hitting these players with some fines and some suspension before they get it in their mind that you're not at Rikers Island. You're not in Upper Marlboro or any jail type situation like that, man. You're on a professional NBA court, and you can't show this type of ignorance on the court that these guys are showing. You can't do it. The NBA court is the epitome of, okay, I'm going to get you back. But do it under a cloak and in private. Y'all understand what I'm saying? Trees, you with me?
I understand what you're saying.
Okay.
I
understand you.
Guys,
I got my opinion on that, though.
Come on.
No, I'm waiting for you to finish, Kale. No, I want to wait for you to finish, Kale. Go ahead.
These guys are as much as Charles Barkley tried to say that they aren't, they are role models. They are being watched. Everything that they do is under scrutiny. So they have to remember that. Anything outside of basketball, you will be judged for. You will be punished, fined, or whatever. You know, and I mean, we talked the other day about the coaches and how different penalties and fines should be levied upon them, suspension. It's the same way. It's really the same way with the players. Dude, there's just certain things you cannot do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care how heated you are. I don't care how upset you are. There are certain things you cannot do. The standard of the standard of an entertainer slash athlete.
Thank you.
Entertainer slash athlete is higher and above. Higher and above, we gonna wreck. Oh, I'ma handle this. You gotta be above that. Come on, 57.
You know, Kale, I understand where you're coming from, but you know, give me a second here and understand. Me and my brother slept in the same bed until I was about 14 years old. We loved each other, and we still love each other more than anything. We get out on the basketball court, though, we almost came to blows. We put in professional athletes in every sport in arenas with thousands of people screaming for them to be aggressive, screaming for them to be aggressive, you know, and we putting them in there and we're telling them to be aggressive, but we're telling them don't go so far because you got fans looking at you, you know, don't do this, you know. It's just a, to me, it's just a natural progression that these guys gonna end up in fights, you know. But it's up to the commissioner to do something to control it the way it's supposed to be. But as far as until somebody throw blows or draw blood like LeBron did, then I don't think we should get up in an uproar about guys getting in each other's face. You know, I think maybe sometimes we're making a little too much of it, and we got so many medias on TV. Outtake this, get up early, Sports Center. All of them want to talk about the same thing over and over and over. By the end of the day, you want to fight somebody if you look at all of that stuff.
Well, because their job is to give the best perception of the story. And I'm with you 100%. Sometimes these guys will say something, and I'll go back and watch what it is that they're talking about, and I'm like, where the heck are they coming from? That ain't what happened. That ain't what's going on.
Because we had this conversation back when I think LeBron and that guy got into it. And I said to y'all, they're human. People are human. And then Kale, I said they need to watch themselves. And you said, if somebody called me on my name, I'm going to get them right then and there. So that's what I'm trying to say. Like, we're all human. We're all human. Somebody punch you in the face, what you going to do? Just take
we
it.
We are.
What you going to do?
I'm with you, Tree. I'm with you. I'm with you 100%.
This thing we got on our bodies is called skin. Skin. And that skin is flesh.
Right.
Flesh. We all weak to it. We're all weak to it. At some point in our life, we're all weak to it to some degree. Some people do stupid stuff outside of what your mama told you not to do that. You do it anyway. That's because they're human. Somebody
and you know
you
what, Tree? Along the way, I paid prices for being stupid. You're right. I paid the price for being stupid and not making the right decision. You're 100% correct.
Yeah.
We all have.
So you
we,
want
we
these
all
men to make millions of dollars, right, and make it – I don't care if they was making $2. The human flesh ain't going to change because you making millions of dollars and he making thousands of dollars. It doesn't work like that.
Let me say this.
Okay, fun, period.
If I'm getting fouled to the point where I'm bleeding, yes, all bets is off. All bets is off. But a common foul, which is what these guys are getting extra over, It makes me question, are these guys actually upset over being fouled, or are they upset over an appearance of the situation? Are they responding because this situation needs a response, or are they responding because there's so much media and social media and everybody, no one wants to be a meme. No one wants to be a meme. So are these guys responding in just, or are they responding, you know, just to save face?
Exactly. That could be true. All of the above, Kel. It could be all of the above. Everything that you just said, it could be all of that and then some. But what I can say is it's the flesh. And it's weak. And that's just like somebody, just like you said, somebody to your toe and you wanted to punch him in the face because your toes was hurting.
Damn Skippy.
Same thing.
That's because your flesh was weak.
But no, my flesh wasn't weak because I didn't punch him.
Right, because you didn't want to punch him.
Because I didn't punch them. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I kept my cool.
You had time to think about it, though, Kel. You had time to think about it.
You had control.
They don't have time to think about it and walk away. They have to be right there with that person. They're right there.
Kel, let me ask you a question. When he first hit that corn, if you had to did what you thought you had did what your reaction first did, he might be, I was still out right now.
It was a female. It was a little girl. A young.
It was a female? Oh, Lord have mercy.
Yeah.
No, you couldn't do anything.
I couldn't do anything anyway. Exactly.
No,
exactly.
You couldn't do nothing.
You can't help.
Yep.
Now, when I waved that $50 bill, if some little girls her age were willing participants of that money,
your week was so flesh, you had to go in your pocket and pull out $50 because you wanted somebody to beat the little girl up. That's how weak your flesh was.
That wasn't weak. That was smart.
He was still feeling that cord. That coin was still throbbing.
Okay. We ain't gonna go in the other direction with that. But your boy wasn't comfortable at all and wasn't happy about that at all. And I told you all, but I still held my peace. I controlled myself. I realized this is a little girl.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
There's no win in DMV Kale putting his hands on this little girl or even conversing with her about what she did. Because she can only say something that'll piss me off worse. So, you know, just let it ride. Just let it ride and I live by this. This world is a circle for a reason. And what you put out on that circle comes back around to you. So there will be somebody that steps on her. The only comfort I have is knowing.
Oh, no, man.
The only
comfort I
have is knowing one day somebody's going to step on her damn pinky toe, and I hope it hurts just as much. And I hope that person takes the same pace. I hope that person takes the same stance as she took when she were the stepper and I was the steppee. You know what I mean?
She was. I cannot with you right now. I can't.
Right.
I can't.
Yeah. Kale wishes for future trauma.
I ain't wishing nothing. She put that out there. It's going to be. That's going to be. You know what I mean?
That's coming.
That's coming. Say what?
That's that karma going to come back on that baby. Somebody, another baby going to come and step on her toe. So it's going to be all good.
I don't know nothing, baby, about that. Her. I don't know nothing, baby, about her. That little heifer. Anyway.
Heavier than others.
Step on my damn toe and just look at me like, what? What? Girl? Anyway.
Oh, excuse me.
South Beach bullies.
Be quiet, Robert.
Be quiet.
If somebody step on, I can see him. If somebody step on his toe, just how Robert is going to act. And for those of you that don't know, Robert is family. So yeah. I know his reaction. I know. Hey, look. Hey, Robert. Boy, don't get me started. I know. I was just saying I know Robert's reaction, and we're going to move on.
Yeah.
We're going to move on with that.
Oh, dang, y'all. It's a sad day in Mudville. Ben Roethlisberger just retired. Dang. Dang.
Are you serious?
Yeah, they just announced it. Channel 5 just announced it.
Okay.
Oh well, you know, you surprised? We expected that.
No, man, I'm just cracking a joke. We knew he was leaving.
Hey,
about time.
Okay.
He should have left last year.
9-9-9-3-7 Hey. Yeah, we going to take a break on that one.
Affirmative action next year, baby. Yes, sir.
We all mine.
We quarter black next year.
Boy.
Everybody that be living it up, we say. Come on, baby. This is typical. Every day, one night thing. It's the physical. I'm a love, you do not dang. Look, calling your name. Go jump on in the range and roll over. I just really wanted to hold it. This time, get to know you. That's a good chick. Before it's all over, I'ma meet this chick. Probably treat this chick more better. Cause if you ain't, no, thugs and ladies go together. Popping my collar, partner, who in the spot? Baby, rule in the spot, in the mug, in the box.
Quick, y'all, and we're going to do this quick and get off of it. Baseball should be ashamed of themselves. They should really be ashamed of themselves. Barry Bonds, we have watched this man live through ridicule, accusal, and never has anything come out to prove that this man is guilty.
Yeah.
And for them to allow, you know, it's funny to me, man, because I look at guys like David Ortiz, Michael Strahan, and these guys went straight off the field to behind the camera. I mean, in front of the camera, excuse me. And they've been awarded Hall of Fame status. I'm going to say it's because they jumped on the camera. Because
right.
If you look at stats from David Ortiz and Barry Bonds, there is no comparison. No comparison. And they loved Big Poppy because Big Poppy became a liked figure later on in his career. You understand what I'm saying? So,
and don't forget, he was kidnapped, too. He got kidnapped. When he went home, he got kidnapped. So,
and I mean, I feel you on that, Tree, but for real, to be honest, You worth money. You need to be watching where you parading at in these countries that don't have money. You know what I mean? And I'm not. Yeah, that was his home.
Yeah.
Right. So, am I feeling sorry for Treats for stumping her toe on the refrigerator with Treats? No, I can only take 5 steps in this direction, or I'm going to stub my toe. You know what I mean? You get what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, come on, David Ortiz. You know where you at. You know what it is. You know, why would you put yourself or allow yourself to be placed in that type of situation? That's just me.
Right.
That's just
right.
Me, you know? Dude, you were supposed to have bodyguards with you.
Wow.
Well, they must have been in on it.
There's only two.
Them diamonds got ended up being in the hospital and everything. They was fighting for their lives.
They were known for doing that in the country he's from. He knew he was out parading.
Mm-hmm.
He was out parading. He knew about that. But then we said, Barry Bonds never got caught. I was going to say, and I don't mean no disrespect, but I was going to say it was a racial thing, but they didn't let Roger Clemens in either. Barry Bonds never was tested positive for anything. In politics, the only two sports that ever got called to Congress has been baseball and when women have been molested in a sport. That's been it. If Congress has never got involved, football doesn't get called, basketball doesn't get called. It's always baseball. If Barry Bonds told them what to kiss, and so did Roger Clemens, he's never going to make it. But Mark McGwire will, and we know that Mark McGwire used steroids. He said it himself, he used the cream, but he's going to the Hall of Fame.
Like I say,
his wife came out and said, I saw him shooting up. I saw him. Looking right there. I saw him. And he's considered putting him in the Hall of Fame.
Yes.
All I'm going to say is shame on you, baseball. Shame on you, baseball. And you guys have created an ugly stain on what it is to be a baseball Hall of Famer. That's all I got to say. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. When we come back, you know what? Y'all gonna know about the music what time it is. So get yourself.
Much love and respect. How y'all doing today?
Meemaw, you with us?
Yes, I'm here. Hello, everybody.
Hey,
Meemaw.
Hey, Reese. 57. Okay, so Reese is here. Don't have to call you. All right, Reese, it's all yours, baby. Debo, just send your text through, sure. Debo.
All right, y'all ready? This is 57. Happy birthday to 57. Congratulations on next 57. Yeah, congratulations. Good for you.
I ran the table.
Yes, you did. Let's get started with
these. And 57 got Debo saying he's making a good point. So.
Whoa.
Whoa. Okay.
Hey, man. You know, when Debo say you did something good, you did something good.
Come on, man. Let's go. Come on.
Y'all ready? Y'all ready? Here we go. All right, y'all. Now, this is for my people that online. If you guys want to play, the Cash App is $MAMABOSS. Number 5. It's still going to say Mama Boss 5. Three times. Right? $10. This game is worth $10. Everybody playing, the game is worth $10. We are in the conference championship round. We have the final four teams left. The final four teams are left. Bengals versus the Chiefs, 49ers versus the Rams. All right. We got some stuff that we're going to, we're going to do. Kale, let me do you first.
Okay.
Build those rushing, passing yards, and turnovers, you guys. So get that in your brain for your picks. Rushing yards, passing yards, and turnovers for both teams, you guys, for both teams. Who's that?
Reese, what are you going through, Reese?
Yeah, speaking of how everybody feels. Oh,
I'm sorry. I need to mute that.
I mean, this is where we've gone to now. We told you guys as the number of teams dwindled down, you know, you were going to have to put more into your pick. It's almost like Drew Brees say, you're living your bad life. So we're breaking it down. Treese, tell us again. It's field goals.
It's field goals for both teams. Rushing yards for both teams. Passing yards for both teams. And turnovers for both teams.
I don't smoke two Marlboros, man. What the hell?
All right, come on, Treese. We losing time, y'all. Come on, Treese. Let's get this there.
Okay. All right. We're gonna
start with Reese. Go to me first. Nah,
okay.
Yeah,
go to Kale
first for the example.
Bengals versus the Chiefs, Kale. Bengals versus the Chiefs.
I'm going to go Bengals. I'm going to go Bengals rushing. Well, Bengals score will be 24 Chiefs 13.
What? Huh?
24 for the Bengals, 13 for the Chiefs. I'm going to go two turnovers.
Hold on, wait a minute. Wait. Do my field goals. I need to go in order. I need to do field goals for the Bengals.
Give the Bengals three field goals.
Give the Chiefs
two.
Two. Rushing yards, Bengals
will be 115. Chiefs, rushing yards will be 85. Passing yards for the Bengals, 120.
Chiefs.
The Chiefs, I believe they're going to have more passing yards, if it's ironic. But I'll say 250 for the Chiefs.
And turnovers, Bengals.
I believe the Bengals will have one turnover.
And you said Bengals?
The Chiefs, yeah. Now, the Bengals offense will have one turnover. And the Chiefs offense will have two turnovers.
Okay, you are next.
Okay, I'm ready.
Bengals and Chiefs.
I'm going with the Chiefs. The Chiefs' score would be 27-23.
I need your field goals. How many for the Bengals?
I'm gonna go with the Chiefs first because the Bengals they're gonna have 1. Huh?
You said how many?
Two.
Okay. How many for the Chiefs? Hello?
Two also. I was just trying to think of something real. Two also.
Yeah, Bengals.
Bengals rushing yards, 89.
Chiefs.
113.
Passing yards, Bengals.
Passing yards, Bengals, they're going to pass. I say one. Burrows, 210.
Chiefs.
Two thirty-five.
Turnovers, Bengals.
I am ready. Turnovers, 57. Turnovers, Bengals, 2. The Chiefs, 0. Chiefs, no turnovers.
Reach you up next. Bengals Chiefs.
Is it a Russian?
No.
No.
Who's going to win?
I hope going to. The Chiefs are going to win. 27-21.
What's your field goal? How many field goals you think the Bengals going to have?
The Bengals going to have 3.
I mean, Chiefs.
2.
Rushing yards. Bengals.
110.
Chiefs.
75.
Passing yards. Bengals.
120.
Chiefs.
200.
Turnovers, Bengals.
1.
Chiefs.
1.
57, you up. Bengals, Chiefs.
Okay, I'm ready.
Bengals, Chiefs.
I'm going with the Bengals. Bengals, 27-10.
What's the field goals? Bengals first.
The Chiefs going to have 1 field goal. The Bengals will have 2.
Rushing yards, Bengals first.
The Bengals will have 230. The Chiefs will have 150.
Passing yards, start with Bengals.
I'm sorry, say that again.
Passing yards, start with the
Bengals. Hey, sis, I got something confused. I thought we was talking, the passing yards should be Bengals 230 and Chiefs 150. My bad.
That is Russian. So you want me to take that from Russian?
Yeah, well, didn't you? You asked for passing yards, right?
I'm asking for passing yards now.
Okay, passing yards should be 230 for the Bengals, 150 for the Chiefs. And if we could go back to the Russian yards.
I know it.
85 for the Bengals and 120 for the Chiefs.
How many turnovers are with the Bengals?
One turnover apiece.
Marking you up, Bengals Chiefs.
What's up, family? You said hi earlier.
What's up, Mark?
I was wrestling.
He said,
hey,
go ahead,
Mark. I'm going. What's up with you? I'm going Chiefs. I think Chiefs
okay.
will outscore 36
mm-hmm.
To Bengals 30.
To 30, okay. Give me your field goals. Start with the Bengals.
So here's my question. We just doing straight field goals, not extra points, right?
No, just field goals. I would have said extra
goals.
Point, Marcy. I know the difference between the two.
I wasn't coming for you. I was just making sure. You know.
Come on, y'all.
All right. So look, I think I'm gonna do Chiefs 2, and I'm gonna do Bengals
okay.
2 as well. 2-2.
Okay. Okay. Give me your rushing yards next. Start with the Bengals.
Bengals. I'm going 100.
Okay.
And Chiefs, I'm going to do like 110. Yeah, 110.
Okay. Okay, Kim. Passing yards.
Mm-hmm.
Top of the bench.
Passing yards, I'm doing, I'm going to do 250 for the Bengals. And I'm going
mm-hmm.
350. Matter of fact, I'm doing 325 for
Okay. Give me a turnover. Start with the Bengals. Now, get y'all answers already ready so y'all can be thinking about what y'all going to say. Because we got the time is coming upon us now. So y'all got to get y'all thinking critical. Give me your turnovers.
Turnovers 1-1.
Okay. Mima, you are... Chiefs, Bengals.
Okay. I'm going with the Chiefs, 31 to 21.
Your turnover, field goal, sorry. Starting with the Bengals.
Two for the Bengals, two for the Chiefs.
Gotcha. Give me your rushing yards, starting with the Bengals.
105 and Kansas
mm-hmm.
City, 107. The passing yards, 175 for the Bengals and 240 for the Chiefs.
Give me your turnover.
I can't hear you.
Your turnover.
1-1.
Okay. I'm going to go next. I'm going Chiefs. Rushing yards. My score is 24-21. Field goals going to be 3-1. My rushing yards is going to be 110 to 95. Pacing yards is going to be 300. Turnover is going to be 1-2. All right. Debo, Chiefs, Bengals.
No, Debo, he had to step away, so we're going to call him after the show.
Yeah, we'll catch him up later. All right, so
right.
For this game, the 49ers versus the Rams, the only thing we're going to do is the score and the turnovers. That's it. The score and the turnovers. We're not doing the field goals, the rushing yards, none of that. Just the score and the turnovers. Kale, you are 49ers, Rams.
I got the Rams winning 24-14, and I got San Francisco having 2 turnovers. Rams having none.
Ooh, Excuse me. Come on, Tang, you up. Reds 49ers. Score and turnovers.
Okay, I'm going with the 49ers. The score would be 31-23. No turnover.
Neither one?
No turnover. Discipline game.
Okay. Okay. Reach you up. 49ers and Rams.
49ers 21. The Rams 28. Turnovers for the 49ers is 2.
Wait a minute. You said Rams 21 and the 49ers 28? Or did I say it wrong?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, and give me a turnover.
2 for the 49ers and 1 for the Rams.
57, you up? I need y'all to share like this video.
Huh? 2013, Rams. Rams make 2 turnovers.
How many for the
panty
system?
No, I can't go that far with the panty liner, sweetheart. I'm sorry.
I said how many turnovers?
I said, I ain't said no turnovers for the San Francisco. None for them.
Okay. All right. Marcus, you up. Rams 49ers.
Rams
25.
And the 49ers 20.
Turnovers.
We're just doing turnovers. I think the Rams are not going to turn the ball over at all. And I think the 49ers are going to turn the ball over twice.
Okay. Mima, you up? 49ers.
I'm going with the 49ers 27-21. And 2-2. Both of them going to turn over.
I know that's right, Mima. Okay, so I'm up. I know I am taking the 49ers, and girl power is back. 49ers. And I'm going 30-27. I'm going one turnover apiece. No, one turnover for us and 2 turnovers for them. That is what I have. And everybody else, we will catch up with you guys later. I need everybody in by 7 p.m. All the money needs to be in. All the pixies needs to be in. And that is maybe these picks.
All right. Can I just say right now?
Go ahead.
Shoot, right now, and I feel like Charlie Townsend, man. Me and the ladies, we going out with the win with the 49ers. Charlie Townsend,
yeah,
y'all know what it is.
Yeah, 49ers
upset
this weekend.
Yeah, Charlie, that's how you feel. Yeah, man. I got three beautiful ladies, the Charlie Angels. Man, we out of here. We going to do this.
Hey,
let's go bang, bang, 49er
hey.
Gang.
We going to
Super
Bowl.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you.
Fifty-seven. You are not sitting there mute with all this trash talk they putting out there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. See, now when I mute myself, you don't like it, but when you mute me, it's cool.
You know what? Classic ass move. I'm telling you, classic.
Well, look, I'm going to step out there and say, you know, on the Facebook page of Kale Corner, Trees wants to post the last time a team has reached, was it the championship round, Tree? That you
yeah.
About? After all this talk, right, after all this non-talk,
about her team, this is what she decides to post. You jinxed yourself, baby. You jinxed yourself. You should have been talking nothing but 49ers.
That's not my post, sir. I didn't do some. Look, listen. I don't believe in jinx, sir. This number one. I don't believe in that. You look at witchcraft.
Either.
That.
Please.
Because we didn't.
Wait, Kale.
Hey, Kale, you
got to
stay away from that witchcraft, brother.
Yeah, stay away from that,
bro. Yeah,
but look.
Here we go.
I'm not mad at Tang.
A bunch of little Lady T-ites. You know what I mean? Here we go.
I've been down this road before. In the playoffs. Normally in the playoffs, Tane got a, after his team is out, he got a ride with the panty liners because he know what the deal is. He's been down this road before. Dallas go for one and then they out.
Man,
the insult, man.
Leave my man Tang alone. Tank pick with his, you know, his heart and his head. How about, shall we say
that? Yeah, well, he's definitely riding on his heart right now. He riding on his heart for sure right now, bro.
Hey,
that's real.
Whatever works.
And I ain't mad at him.
Yeah. Tank over there, y'all, like, I've got to live with her.
I'm gonna get all of y'all back one day though. Y'all know it too.
If y'all win, if San Francisco wins, you'll get us back Tuesday. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's all.
Yeah.
You know, but San Francisco has to win. San Francisco has to win.
I don't know. See how you say that? He just fought. That's a lifeline. Somebody threw him. He ain't swimming. threw him a raft, baby.
Hey, what cowboy is right now? What cowboy is swimming? They all
look
like
that.
You know?
Hey, look.
Seattle Seahawks fan.
I'm just getting ready to say, sis, if my wife had a team and her team was going to the Super Bowl, I would be like, yeah, I'm her team, I'm with her, but she don't like football.
Exactly.
My wife, forget about it. We ain't even gonna start the discussion, damn it. Just forget about
it.
Y'all heard the laugh, right? Only me might know my pain for real. You know what I mean?
This is football to my wife.
Is
Tom Brady in it?
That's the laugh I get when Washington does something not good. That's her laugh right there. So yeah.
She just only likes him because you like him.
Right. She likes the Jets. She's a Jets fan.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yay.
I ain't rolling with my sister for nothing. She wrote to me. So I got her back right now. I have to. I got all the backs of my sisters right now. I got them on my back.
Petty Patrice. I like that. I'm gonna roll with that.
Okay,
with
you can get real petty, man.
I can't with that.
I think I turned my wife against football.
Oh, yeah.
He was rooting for the Steelers.
She hates the Steelers, man.
I turned my mom.
Yeah, you're right.
Because my mom was like, My mom was like, you put too much energy, too much emotion. I like to enjoy my Sundays, and you yelling and hollering and fucking at the TV. I said, no.
We can't do nothing on Sundays.
Yeah. No different from you when the soap opera is on. And Dylan left Megan hanging, and you, I can't believe he did. Hey, Ma, I'm trying to chill, Ma. I don't want to hear that. So, yeah. Yeah.
Hey, look. If y'all ever meet my wife, man, I need y'all to tease her about something. I'm tell you who she liked the most. She'll watch it all day long. An old black and white. She loved a Rifleman. Loved a Rifleman.
Well, yeah, that's right there, bro. What you talking about?
Make me shut up when he on. Said, look at him walking down the middle of the street.
Well, almost without... When I want to mute you, I'm going to call Grandma and tell her to put the Rifleman on.
All you got to do is tell her to tell me to shut up. You ain't even got to do that.
Oh, man. Hey, you sound like another, I must live with her.
Yeah, yes.
Hey, look, look how fast he came back around that face. He said it himself. I know. I know.
Come on.
I ain't got no problem with it, bro. We do what we got to do to get through. You know what I mean? Hey. Handle your business.
Happy life, happy life.
Right. Yeah, I've
heard
that.
We know who the leader of the pack is. And drop your pride at the door when you get ready to step across that door and recognize who the boss is. And your life will be so much better.
Yeah.
Peace out. Happy life.
I
need to be happy. Everybody.
I agree 100%.
Yes.
I agree 100%. Man, you better not complain about a Christmas gift, a dinner not being what you expected it to be. Don't complain about nothing, but leave that damn toilet seat up. Watch all you get. That thing right there. Who running things?
Oh. Here's the other one, Kale. Do not drop your clothes in the middle of the floor.
Oh, man. Hey, dog. My laundry basket got placed 2 feet from my bed because I'm a clothes dropper. And she don't understand. That's my woosah moment. When I come home and I take them all up, it's just a woosah moment. She said, woo nah, Bama. So, yeah.
Better chew some gum or something.
You better nom yon Rengay Kill while you in that cab on your way from the Yeah. Hey. It's the married life. I wouldn't trade it for nothing. You know what I mean? But back to sports, y'all. Back to sports. I wish, though, I chose against two teams. I still wish everyone good luck. I hope no one from either team is injured or has to leave the game for any serious reason, because I love to see teams play against each other in full strength. I love to see the best versus the best, especially when it comes down to this point. That year that Tom Brady was lost was just like, wow, to me. I could not believe it. You know what I mean? And you know, I like to see a real competition against, you know, teams against team, all players against the other players, the stars of your team versus the stars of the other team. So let's hope and pray that that's what we'll get Saturday and on Sunday. Let's hope and pray that that's what we'll get. And y'all, listen, man. Whatever way goes, let's enjoy it, man. You know, this marks another year football coming down to the end. So let's just be thankful and enjoy what we get from the sport, you know, what it gives us, you know.
Tom Brady retired, be the best thing in the world.
Well,
he retired.
He has it. Ben Roethlisberger is the only one that has made an announcement thus far. But I'm with you, Mima. I'm done with seeing.
Yeah, it's time out for him. He done ran his course.
Yeah.
Him and
yeah.
He done ran his course. He done did everything.
I'll take that course for another year. I'll take Tom Brady on my team.
And supposed to go out
there
and get busted up.
Yeah. Oh, hey. Why, Marcus?
Tom Brady shouldn't be as hungry as he is to still be wanting to play. At 45 years old, go play with your kids. Learn
your
kids.
Enjoy.
Enjoy your kids.
Might enjoy not being around.
Y'all
don't know. That man might enjoy not being around. Them kids might be a brat right now. He might love being out there on that football field. He probably said they'd be 7 years old in another 2 years.
Yeah.
Then I'll be ready. Y'all don't know what that man might want to do. If he's out there performing and still doing it, let him do it.
Marcus, you was the one that was saying you didn't want Washington in any situation that would hinder us moving forward. Tom Brady being on our team would hinder us, dog. It would hinder us.
We have a difference in opinion, brother. I don't believe that. At all.
That's what we've been all season. So nothing is new. We've been there all season. When after the third game, when you was telling me we need to tank, dog. And I was like, come on, Marcus Young.
You just told me last week that I was right. like I was right.
But that's after the playoffs had started and all that. Yeah, you right then. But at that moment, nah, dog, let's see what happens. Let's see how these boys carry out, man. You know? As Street said, I was saying, let me enjoy the football, man.
I'll take Tom Brady off your hands.
It sets us back, dog. Tom Brady is a band-aid.
It sets us back. How far back does it set us from where we are?
Too far.
That was a good one, Mark.
It sets us too far back, man.
How far do Marcus think y'all back there? Marcus must think y'all all the way back at ground zero.
Yeah.
He ground zero.
Ground zero. No, we're zero.
We are in the Stone Age.
Tom Brady come to Washington and stay a year, why come and stay a year? We need somebody for long term. We don't need no 1 year person.
Go ahead, now.
Hold on. You're right, Mima. But it's all about availability and who's going to want to come here. Oh, I want some other people over Tom Brady. Don't get me wrong. But I'll take Tom Brady if he's available. That's what I'm saying. If we can't get nobody, and with this draft class, we can't get nobody. We can't get nobody. I'll take Tom Brady for $1. Thank you,
man.
If you get somebody in this draft, you only got 50 to go.
But Tom Brady's not gonna come for that dog because Tom Brady only gonna go to a team where he think he can win a championship. He not going to y'all if y'all in a rebuilding mode. He not doing that. So you can keep your dollar. Hold on to your dollar because he not gonna do that. He gonna go to a team where he think he can win now. He's 45, y'all.
No,
he ain't got time to waste. He don't have no time to waste.
Yep. That's right.
That's what Aaron Rodgers just said.
He wants that plug and play role.
Huh?
He wants that plug and play role. He ain't got no time for development and we doing this now and we getting this together. Oh, no, no, no. Y'all got to already have it together. And watch out, for real, y'all, this is my first time saying this, but we ain't even got a damn name yet. So, no.
Next week, bro. Next week. Next week.
You got less than
100
hours
now, man. It's the Commandos. That's your name.
That's crazy.
They said the uniforms is tight, though. I was watching videos. And them uniforms better be nice.
What was funny, Ree? I mean, you know, what was left?
I didn't like
funny.
That name, Commando.
I don't like the name either.
I do.
Y'all
with
can be
later.
A football team name. Y'all sound like no football team. Y'all can be
a back. After they lose, they gonna say, "I'll be back."
I know who ain't going to be back.
I'm trying to tell you, 57
10 man Roethlisberger.
Huh? Hey, come on, Marcus. We all in the same boat, baby. We all looking up at 14, man. We all in. Come on. We might as well laugh.
Dallas Cowboys is not saying anything. You notice the Dallas Cowboys be silent when we begin to talk about teams that's not winning.
Hey, that's nothing to do, baby.
Hey, look, did you just hear 57? We all in the same boat, man. I'm sitting back laughing, having a ball.
What'd you say, Marcus?
About that video I sent you, bro. You got to tell them about that video I sent you, bro. Oh, my goodness, man. I sent Kel this video. It's this Bama man. He literally threw away all his stuff and literally cried. This is a grown man.
Yeah.
And he cried, man.
Did you see the one that shot TV with a gun?
What about the dude who cuts his family out, told his little sister her cooking wasn't sugar honey iced tea, the food was nasty as hell, and don't ever invite him back over for Thanksgiving when the Cowboys is playing? I was like,
oh yeah, that's right.
Boy.
And he tried to take the wine. I seen that, Joe. He tried to take the champagne.
Yeah. And they clowned
if
him.
The Yankees go to the World Series and we lose, do not talk to me. Don't call me. Tria tell you, I don't even watch the World Series if the Yankees in it with anybody else. Cause if we lose, I'm gonna cry. I'm gonna break down in tears.
Can you make a video, please?
Hey,
they got some funny pictures of me losing in Pittsburgh. They tell you, I don't take it well.
No, you don't. Yeah. I'm gonna take the Redskins losing either. Believe me, I done seen some days when Kel get up and stomp out the.
Go ahead, B Ma. Don't stop that, B Ma.
That's not me.
He's about 7 years old when he be stomping out.
Man.
Hey, look, especially if we lose over a dumb play, you know what I mean?
I feel
if we
you,
lose
bro.
Over something stupid,
I
oh,
you.
Man,
I
can't take it, you know? I'll be the first to admit it. I cannot take it. It bothers me beyond bothering.
Hey, y'all, what game was that when McKissick ran it in and scored and we was losing? And he caught the ball on the sideline. He ran it in. Me and Kel was on the phone, and he was screaming and hollering about the game and how the Redskins was effing up and how stupid they were and all that. And then even when McKissick scored and we was winning, he was like, "Man, we shouldn't have had to win like that." Man, he scored.
Hey, I really don't like where this conversation has turned. I mean, you know, what made this conversation turn this way? You know, y'all got to
hey, when y'all
yeah.
when y'all beat us, I was like, dang, I gotta call in because if I don't call in, they're gonna say I'm running. Dang, I don't want to call in this spot.
I'm running.
Yeah.
And that, but see, that's what I'm telling you about Washington fans, young. We like ducks, man. And them losses roll off our back like water, man. Because we can't run. We can't. This is our neighborhood. This is our area. So we got to go on and on and on and on with it. Take everybody. And I'm telling you, people killing me. I haven't said anything about football in years. Now all of a sudden they come with some Dallas Cowboys gloves or Dallas Cowboys scarf or and I'm like, for real? That's what you feel like doing? And they waiting for me to say something to them, but I will not refuse to give them any satisfaction and talking about their team. Not to me, you won't. Mm-mm.
Some people make you sick with it. They got so much Dallas stuff. Every time you turn around, they got Dallas in your face. You like, well, if you want my friend, ooh, if you want my friend.
I'm going to say, if you walk in my house, you swear. You walk in my house,
what happened to me? What happened
in the RFK Stadium?
I told the man under me to move to Dallas about 10 times. I said, please move, because every time he be banging on the ceiling. I ain't seen him none this week. As a matter of fact, I'm
missing. You should have banged back down on him. You should have took something and banged back on the floor.
You talking about
banging
David,
on the
Meemaw?
Yeah, David.
You talking about David. Yeah, that Bama MIA like a mug, because I normally see him every morning when I getting up to the suit and subway, we normally fall fast. I have not seen him either, Mima. I don't know where that rabbit at, where he is. He ducking.
He leaving out early.
Long time.
He leaving out early. He beating you. I'm telling you.
I don't know what that Bama doing. I ain't seen him driving in or catching the subway. So.
He's working from home. He can't face the outside world. He's working from home.
Oh, man. All right, lady. See, it's that time, baby. It's that time. Now it's time to say goodbye to all.
I
got to
go see my quarterback, going to be.
Oh.
M-I-C. See you later. K-E-Y. Why? Because Kale Corner love you.
I cannot believe you remember that whole song. I cannot believe that.
That was my joke.
Let me get my brains together. You got people like to thank everyone that supports the Serial Kills Corner and on Facebook Live. Kale MST would like to say that we love you guys today. More than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. We love you guys so much. We appreciate you guys so much, so thank you. Carolyn and Miss T, we are here every Tuesday and Thursday from the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. Number 4563-999-3782. Call in, follow us on Kale's Corner. Follow us on Instagram at Kale's Corner, Facebook at Kale's Corner, and Blog Talk Radio, Kale/UKaleMcLean. Hey, we did the picks. You guys have the Cash App. We love you guys. This is our Friday, our Thursday for Friday. So we enjoy your weekend. Be safe. Wear your mask. Wash your hands. Love somebody. Do that. Do it in those orders or not. But do them all. I love you.
Listen at Mama T. Listen at Mama T. Yeah, she's telling y'all right, man. Hey, listen, we never know the time, the day, or the moment. So we got to let the people that we love know we love them. And Tree said it, and I'm going to say it again. I'm putting a big hug around all y'all, man, all of you guys. You guys have become more than family to us. Enjoy the football this weekend and basketball. Let's hope these players get their mind right, man, and be no fighting. And you know what? I owe y'all a Wizards talk. I didn't really get into the Wizards losing a 35-point lead, but we'll talk about that next week. Hopefully they'll give me something to think about where I won't talk about that. All right, y'all. Love y'all. Be good. Be easy. Tell them if you do. Tell them if you don't. Hey, like my mom used to say, love the hell right out of them. We'll check y'all later on Tales Corner. Facebook, thank you guys. We appreciate all you guys, Cousin Rob and every. Go ahead, Tree.
Rest in peace to all the people on the top of Kobe. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace. All right, let's get out of here. Little familiar faces. Ain't it fun?
Mm-hmm.